And our first reading is from Isaiah. We'll read it responsively, but some words to highlight the significance behind this passage. It's like we were sitting in darkness. It's like we were living in the land of the shadow of death. And in a way, it's like we were in a war we could not win. We were weary, and we just wanted to go home. About 2,700 years ago, God spoke through the prophet Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 9. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light.
Those who dwelt in the land of deep darkness, on them has light shined.
You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy.
They rejoice before you as the joy of the harvest, as they are glad when they divide the spoil.
For the yoke of his burden and the staff for his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian.
For every boot of the tramping warrior and the battle tumult, and every garment rolled in blood will be burned as fuel for the fire.
For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder.
And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father,
of the increase of his government and of peace there will be no end, on the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time forth and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. By the way, it said the pastor was supposed to say that, but it was highlighted. That was a trick.